Now, for generations, work experience has been regarded by many businesses as the most effective way to bridge the gap between the classroom and the world of work, with almost 40,000 students entitled to work placements this year alone. And with youth unemployment in Wales at a 12-year high, the organisation Business in the Community has set out to establish how traditional work experience needs to evolve to adapt to the current economy. Last week, 50 leading Welsh business minds were paired up with 50 high school pupils from across the country at the Cardiff City Stadium in the hope of sparking the real conversation. Emma Thomas went along to listen in.
My second week on work experience, there was thousands of people to cater for, and there was all these sponge puddings, you know, sweet with custard and everything, and I had to sprinkle this 1,000 portions of sponge pudding with sugar. So I went in the cupboard, picked up this tub, on there, sprinkled 1,000 portions with this sugar. Anyway, first person who bought this came back, this tastes right. I've sprinkled 1,000 portions with salt.
That's hardly the perfect work experience, but unfortunately it's not an unusual story at this event, which aimed to plan how work experience should evolve to meet the demands of the current Welsh economy.
Josel Lovell, Head of Operations for Business in the Community. Although there's some exemplar models where businesses are offering really good work placements and some young people are experiencing great opportunities, that's not working for everyone, so this has been the first chance to start addressing what the issues are and how we can make that change.
Businesses in this pitch side conversation were only too familiar with the problem of the M4 brain drain, which seems to entice many skilled young people to leave Wales in order to find work. So the challenge is how to adapt to keep hold of talent.
I'm Graham Yorston, I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Principality Building Society. We have to look a bit more cleverly at ways of attracting people into businesses. So there has to be a real thought put into making sure that children genuinely go away enthused, because we have some great businesses in Wales with very, very many different careers. But unfortunately, we lose people out of Wales. And the challenge for businesses is how do we attract and retain them in Wales and make sure that they add value to our businesses.
It's easy to understand what value work experience can bring to businesses, but what about young people? With the mantra of the real conversation being work inspiration rather than just work experience, the Business in the Community's theatre group perform an improvisation to help school pupils consider what they want.
My perfect work experience.
For me, it'd be for everybody to make you feel welcome, as if you've been there as long as they have.
What they give to me, I'll give back, so a fair deal, I suppose. I'd like to be treated as if I could get in and help out instead of being like pushed away.
Contact with the employer themselves, so maybe get to have an interview or something with them.
Somewhere where I was treated like an adult and I was allowed to do things and people trusted me.
To a job, what I'd like to do in the future, and actually doing the job, not sitting around doing nothing.
Those ideas may sound like simple requests, but in a recent survey, 85% of head teachers claimed that even though they appreciate the benefits of strong business partnerships, they found it difficult to get access to companies within their own community.
My name's Alan Braley from AB Glass Doors and Windows Limited, based at Swansea. I'm just looking forward to having some work placements with me, because we just can't get it for whatever reason. We're just not having the young people come in, knocking the door. You know, I've written to schools, I've encouraged schools to come in, but all I want is for them to come and knock the door.
So if that's just one story of how small businesses can struggle, how about larger companies? Anne Bynan is from BT.
There's no point sending somebody on work experience in a haphazard way. Don't go to a business and have an open-ended request. Have an understanding of what that business wants, then we can manage that person in properly. There's no point doing kind of cold calling. That doesn't make sense.
With youth unemployment now costing the Welsh economy £8.4 million each week, at the end of the real conversation, what changes would these business leaders make to improve the power of work experience?
Should we pre-qualify those companies? Somehow there must be some criteria that we have to say this is the level of work experience we want to get.
So all the skill shortages we're going to have around science, technology, engineering and maths, how do we encourage more young people into those subjects whilst they're in school, so then they're going to be the graduates that we need in the future?
I think it's got to show you exactly what you're going to do if you choose that job.
Rather than gloss it up and
make them do things that they don't usually do. Whereas if you make it magical and then they take that job and they hate it, then they're done for. If you go to things where you actually enjoy what you're doing, then you're going to have the best time. If you go